WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Natalie Moore, in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Okay, it's Turkey Day. You're busy prepping, cooking, eating. But what are you going to do tomorrow with your leftovers? For creative ideas, we sat down with parenting blogger Jenny LaFleur, a.k.a. Mama Fresh, and Monica Ang, Axios Chicago reporter and co-host of the Chewing podcast. I started by asking them if they hope for leftovers. Here's Jenny.
I love the leftover day because really on Friday, I get to sit down and really enjoy the food.
Are you hosting?
I'm going to be at my mom's house, but I'm going there as her backup. So I'm going there to kind of like guest host with, kind of like ghost host. She'll take all the claim to fame and I'm just there to do the work in the kitchen. Mm-hmm.
You're the sous chef.
Yes, very much so.
Monica?
Well, you've totally stolen my answer. Yeah. When you're hosting, you're like so stressed out. Has everybody got everything? You know, did I get the dishes done? And then it's the next morning. You pour yourself a glass of wine. Don't tell anybody. And you have that that stuffing because it tastes so much better the next day when there's no stress. So I always make extra.
Are you hosting?
You know, it's small this year, only 10 people. But, you know, with nine brothers.
Only 10 people.
Well, that's with not nine small. Brothers and sisters, usually it's like then their kids and their wives and their significant others, it turns into 30 easily. But it's just going to be a few siblings and a few of their kids and a few of their significant others.
Jenny, how long do you keep leftovers? Because I understand you have a debate going with your brother.
So my brother always, every year, he's like, hey, pal, it's time to let him go. Around Friday, I don't even count. That's just when I'm getting good. Mm-hmm. I'm still there on Saturday. By Sunday, he's sending a text. But after church, a little small plate hits so different. So I'm the one that pushes the envelope, but all those memes that go around that it's time to kind of put those leftovers up, I'm one of the people eating it while I read those memes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if it's not fizzy, it's edible. And I hate food waste. And when there's some kids who come over to my house and say, I don't eat leftovers, I'm like, you're never bringing that kid to my house again.
Well, Monica, besides from being delicious, there's another reason to eat leftovers. Remind us why food waste is a big deal environmentally.
It's a huge problem. About 40% of all food in this country is thrown away. A lot of it at the industrial level, but a lot of it at the home level as well. And we're going to run out of landfill space, because I'm hoping you're composting this stuff to begin with, but we're going to run out of landfill space in less than 20 years in Illinois. So it's just so important, especially when you take the life of an animal, for that animal to be raised and then slaughtered and processed and brought to your house and cooked, for it to go in the garbage. I mean, head exploding emoji.
Jenny, what's your strategy for not having guests leave with your best Tupperware?
Tupperware is a big deal to my mother. She almost, if you could put like a tracking device in her Tupperware, she would do so. But something we're trying this year that's something different, we've seen online that people are using muffin tins. Oh. And so you're doing a muffin tin and then you're just putting the food in the little compartments. Mm-hmm. And that's great for those people who don't like their food to touch. But you can use a muffin tin or simply even at the $1.25 store, let's be honest, they even have little cheap muffin tins that you can send people home with, and that can be like their favorite. they can reuse it at their house, and you put them in separate little compartments, and that's a great way to send people home with their leftovers.
It's like a gift. I always save every takeout I've ever had. I save that container, and I know you shouldn't be recycling that plastic, like it could end up leaching PFOS, but I send people home with, you know, cottage cheese containers, whatever.
What's the go-to pie for you two?
It's got to be pumpkin, but...
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Jenny.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. We just met. Now we have beef. It has to be sweet potato pie. Right now, my sister's aunt is baking in the kitchen two sweet potato pies. I put my order in right after Halloween. I text her, hey, Faye, how my pie's looking? And she'll text me when they're done. But the sweet potato pie is at the top of that pie pyramid.
I hear you, but we've already got sweet potatoes on the table. So I want to mix it up and say, you know, tribute to the gourds of fall. But I hear you. I love a sweet potato pie.
Although a lot of people don't eat just because you have candied yams doesn't mean that...
That they won't eat the sweet potato pie, of
right.
course. Yeah.
Right.
But also a lot of people love pecan. A lot of people say apple. Some people want a cherry. Some people want those pumpkin cheesecakes.
I think pecan pie is a big one. The one I don't like is going to someone's house and seeing a pumpkin, but thinking it's sweet potato. Mm. You bite into that first, I need signage, because if you bite into that first bite and it's not that hug that I'm used to as a sweet potato pie, I'm really upset.
I've got a whole list of my favorite ways to use those leftovers.
All right, let's hear.
Okay. Smoothies. You know those cranberries that are 99 cents a pound right now? You can use those, hoard those, or take that jelly, put it in a smoothie. It tastes just like strawberries or raspberries,
really?
But so much cheaper and so much better for you, especially ladies, urinary tract. Okay, stuffing patties. Take that stuffing, make them into patties, and then fry them up so they're nice and crispy. Sweet potatoes in your pancakes. You get a nice sweet potato pancake. Croissants. So take that old pumpkin pie and make some fresh croissants and use the filling as your jam.
Wait, Monica, you're making fresh croissants.
Well, I get those Trader Joe ones that make it seem like they're fresh.
I was about to say.
Okay, we're back together, Monica. That pie thing almost separated, but we're back together now.
So those are just a few. And the other one is while you're doing the dishes, while you're helping your host do the dishes, and you will be invited back next year if you do, start throwing that carcass in a big stock pot, chop up some celery, onions, and some carrots, and get that soup going right away. Don't let it sit to the morning.
Okay, so I really think that turkey is kind of a trash meat.
Not the greatest.
But my mom's going to get the Popeye's turkey,
ooh,
which is the best turkey I've ever had.
Highly coveted. Is she getting it or she has it already?
Oh, she has it.
I know your mama don't play. So yes, it's already at her home. Yes.
Yeah. You can order online now. Whereas in 2020, I was stalking Popeye's. I went to three before I could find one. But now you can order it. Monica, have you tried the...
I have heard so much about this, and I did have a bite of someone's, and I've heard of, you know, obviously people like doing it in their garage too, but I've never had a full deep fried turkey. I've heard it's the greatest though.
It's not exactly deep fried, it's Cajun.
Oh.
And this is in college, part of my college experience for Thanksgiving. I had a girlfriend who went to Xavier, and I used to go down for the Bayou Classic. And so that was a big thing. So before Friendsgiving was a term, we had this like little college friends kind of gathering before the Classic. And in New Orleans, Popeye's turkeys were like a big, that was, everyone did it. It was on the outside. But this was, I'm going to age myself, many moons ago. And so now this is something that families all across the country can enjoy.
Wow.
Yeah, so you should definitely try it. And they only have it in November, so you can't order it for Christmas.
Right, but the whole month?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Still time.
So, Jenny, what do you do with leftovers?
So my mom starts her turkey soup kind of right away, and then also turkey salad. She's chopping up those vegetables, and she's talking up turkey. So my daddy, the next day, can put a little bit on a cracker and start that sandwich. Since I'm loving the dressing, I love the ideas of a patty. We have so many mini waffle makers, because I told you I have an 8-year-old and I have a 4-year-old. So you can take some of that dressing, spray your waffle maker down, and make like a little savory waffle, which is great for the next morning. You can put your toppings inside. So I love that idea. And I think it's often people do a turkey pot pie. I think that's super popular. But if there's anything that I'm itching to try this year, and that would be an egg roll. So I fell in love with collard green egg rolls. I think I was at someone's housewarming, a baby shower, and I was like, what is this goodness? But you can just take egg roll wrapping, put some of your favorite things inside. I think that is what we're going to be doing on Friday, and I'm really excited about it.
So you'd like to put turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes, roll it up, deep fry it.
I'll probably swap the mashed potato, yeah, but for collard greens, but that's exactly it. You can make your own thing.
Put anything in there, as long as it's not too wet.
As long as you watch that consistency, and then deep fry it, and I think that's going to be delicious.
Yum, copying.
That kind of reminds me, Monica, remember how we were stalking that place, Food on the Run with the egg rolls.
Yes.
The short rib egg rolls, right?
Yeah. So I am helping my mom also. I'm the sous chef. Really, I am the chef. What do you do with the macaroni and cheese? Are there
Day?
Yeah.
You could crisp it up. But I think just eat it. Is there any left?
I don't know if there. First of all, who's making a macaroni and cheese? That is something that you have to hand down from holiday to holiday. Mm. So this person has been entrusted with that responsibility in our family. Who's making it at our house? Melvin, and he's not making any other dishes. You focus all your attention in making this macaroni and cheese good. And if he is in his bag, like I suspect he will be this year, I don't know if there'll be any left.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mother-in-law will be at her house, and she makes the best mac and cheese. I am attempting to make mac and cheese. I like the Art Smith recipe.
Oh, shout out to Art Smith.
Yeah, I like the bechamel style.
Okay. And then how many different types of cheeses with that?
I'm using a sharp cheddar and smoked Gouda.
Smoked Gouda is where it's at. If you want to divide a group chat real quick, you talk about bechamel, roux, egg, no egg, breadcrumb, no crumb. Every family is so passionate about how they think their macaroni and cheese should be on the table.
Are you bechamel or?
I'm bechamel. I think it makes it so delicious.
I figure like that's what real mac and cheese is, that it.
If it's not that, then I want to be at your grandma's house with some Velveeta. I'm not ashamed to say it. If you're not making it, if I say a little bit of Velveeta,
it's gotta be creamy.
It has to be creamy. So whatever it takes for you. I once read that Martha Stewart said, what was her guilty pleasure? And she keeps one block of Velveeta in the back of her refrigerator. And she says sometimes she'll just like cut like a little sliver of it and just snack on it and then just go about her day. And I love that.
I was also thinking about like the small sliders.
That's a great idea. I saw that online that people take the Hawaiian roll bread and then you just cut that in half, put all your toppings. I saw cranberry sauce. You can use pepper jack cheese. So when you have sweet and spicy, put all your toppings, put like a melted butter. The great thing is if you're one of those families that go right into Christmas, so let's say on Friday, you're going to start decorating. You're going to start bringing those things from the basement. You have a house full of people, lots of siblings. Mm. I think so sliders are great because it's a crowd pleaser. You can eat them out, leave them out, and people can grab as they go.
Yeah.
That's Chicago blogger Jenny LaFleur, a.k.a. Mama Fresh, and Monica Ang, Axios Chicago reporter and co-host of The Chewing Podcast. Thank you both, and happy eating.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Natalie.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
That episode was produced and mixed by Linnea Dominic and edited by Meha Ahmad. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow afternoon.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.